to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It is the 23rd of August. It's 7:06 in the morning, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody in the chat room. Guys, Sonny, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Friday, and you're not usually here.
Well, today we have a lot of things to do. We're going to cover some good stuff, and let's say good morning to Savannah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing so well.
Survived after being in two weddings in a month.
Yep, I did survive.
Are you like the 27 dresses in the...
This is my fifth wedding I've been in.
No, so do you keep all those dresses?
Yeah, I think I'm going to put them back in it too, just so they know. Because some of them were pretty...
Oh, yeah. You got to take a picture and do that whole thing like, you know, like the wedding, the bridesmaid dress story. Well, it's currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios, and we're going to have a high temperature today of 94, mostly clear tonight of 65. Looks like we have a great weekend. Temperatures again around 91, Sunday reaching 87. So we're getting into that beautiful, not triple-digit weather. And the weather's brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. But right now, let's go to our favorite part of the morning when we talk to our Wells Fargo experts and our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy. What's going on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The markets are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 29 points at 14,934. The S&P 500 is up 1 at 1658, and the NASDAQ is up 5 at 3644. Active stocks this morning include Microsoft, which is up $2.03 at $34.42, and Bank of America up 4 cents at $14.61. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 18 cents at $21.54, and Pepsi is up 17 cents at $79.42. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices this morning, which has lowered the 30-year bond yield to 3.84. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 56 cents at $104.47. Gold is up $4.10 at $1,374.90, and silver is up 12 cents at $23.20. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 530-243-7561. Let me tell you something. There's so much going on Wall Street. When I'm watching the business news in the morning, this is, it's volatile out there. They're dropping 100 points, fighting back up for five. You need somebody that knows their way through Wall Street. Give them a call, 530-243-7561. Well, today on our show, we have a variety of guests. We usually have our Haven Humane, and he may still be rolling in here with a dog train or whatever he has, and it's always a surprise. Okay, yeah, and we'll be getting Spencer here in a couple minutes. We've got Patrick Jones who wants to come back and kind of rebut what Barry Tippin said about the cost of the REU building. Barry Tippin said it'd be like another $150,000, $190,000 a year. But then we have this huge building and different things they're doing, and Mr. Jones is saying that's not exactly true. And then, of course, we're going to have representatives from the VA. Stacey will be here to be talking about the VA, about the services available to VA. But in between, we're going to be talking about everything. Everything from what just happened in Spokane, another hate crime by bored young black men, or was this something else? About water going down the Trinity. There's a lot of things going on in our world, but we're going to be talking about all that as soon as we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering,
things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, I Have a Dream, delivered on August 28, 1963. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to open the doors of opportunity to all of God's children. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksand of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. I'm Ashley Kay from Atlanta, Georgia.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Oh, oh.
Oh, you love this song.
No, no, no. Okay, okay. Take it back. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what we all should be saying when we march on Sacramento. We're not going to take it. We're just not going to take it anymore. It's a great song from the Kings of Rock.
You saw it from Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Who was the band that did that?
Twisted Sister.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know.
Come on. We watched a great special the other day on Sunset Strip and all about what happened. If you ever get a chance to see that documentary, it's super, super,
yeah,
in depth.
Music, you know,
all through the ages. Yeah. And of course how a lot of the rock bands started. How the metal took over in the 80s, and it was just took over the rock age.
Yeah, the heavy metal, and then grunge came in and took it from them, so they were just, they went from the big hair to, dirt. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and our friends there, Shelly and Joe, and, Espresso Joe's just great coffee. Walk next door to the funnest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts. Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew have been supporting this community for over 30 years. I can't say enough about them. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, before we get to our
Pet of the Week,
we're going to talk about Westside Church is having a car show this Saturday. Runs from 9:30 to 2 p.m. And entrance should come at 8:30. Its location is Westside Church of Reading, located at the corner of Placer and Swayze across from Grant School. Fee is $3 per person, which includes lunch and raffle ticket. Additional raffle tickets available. Music's of the 50s and 60s to thrill your soul. There you go.
All right, now, Pet of the Week. We love our moment with Spencer. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning.
All right. So you walked in all cheery, and I know you do the gamut this moring, and so far you've been batting $1,000, but you know, you guys got some wonderful things happening at Haven Humane. This morning you have a Kiki.
I do, a pretty cool kitty too. This morning I brought Carmelo with me. Carmelo is about 3 months old, and believe it or not, he was actually born and raised at the shelter. He came in,
maybe that's why he's so calm.
He is very calm. He came in, he was just itty bitty, so we had to send him out to a foster home for a couple months, and now Carmelo's back, and he came back just in the perfect time, because today and tomorrow is the end of our free cat days. We had a free cat week all week long, and so I brought Carmelo with me this morning to give him one extra push out the door, hoping that either today or tomorrow someone will come and adopt him and it won't cost them a penny.
Well, you know what? This is just an adorable cat. And right now, Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman, has Carmelo inside his shirt.
That's how
quiet this cat is. He has got this cat inside his shirt and just his little head showing. I wish you could see this.
His eyes, this little kitty's eyes. Now, do we have the cat? Okay, he's up on the Haven Humane website, the picture.
He is, and he'll be on your website as soon as I get back to the shelter.
Okay, all right. If he laughs, he may get back and he may be taken. His eyes.
Just adorable.
You know, I haven't been around when you brought in cats, but you're really trying to push because there have been such a huge amount of cats being born. And
yes, you know, right now, currently at the shelter, we probably have close to 200 cats at the shelter that are looking for new homes. That's why we're running a second free cat week this time.
Wow.
To try to help place some of those cats into homes.
Well, Carmelo, like you said, his eyes, if you guys can see his eyes are as big as his paws. He looks like a little character out of a movie. It's almost like the droopy, big, fat, size of quarter eyes.
So yeah.
They are pretty
good.
Big.
Those are great things.
Okay. So how do they get a hold of you, Spencer?
Well, they could give us a call at 241-1653, or you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road. We also still have our pit bull special going on, too. That's going to run till the end of the month. It's only going to be $20 to adopt any pit bull or pit bull mix. So if you come down today or tomorrow, you can adopt a pity and a kitty, and it'll only cost you $20.
You can have a pity kitty combo. Wow. Okay. You know what? I've got to watch it because I almost threw another word in there. And, you know, it was just, you know, the whole day would have gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not going to guess what that is out of you.
A kitty pity.
Colonel.
A kitty pity. Day. Pity kitty day. You can do it. Now, okay, we're batting 1,000% here, 100%. You know, we haven't missed yet.
Under the
itty bitty kitty.
All right.
Pity kitty.
I call them Kikis and, cats.
Which kind of tells you what my life is.
And Patrick Jones, this is darling. He's loving that cat. I don't know. Are you a cat guy? Okay, I've always been a dog person because everybody in my family had allergies, but I think sometimes you grow in and out of that, and, I think it's really good to get a kitty because then you can acclimate.
Okay, one more time, the phone number?
241-1653.
Ask for Carmelo, and here's your chance to get a real nice little kitten. And also pick up
cats
a pit.
Cats are free this week.
Yeah,
that's
pick
amazing.
Pick up a pit bull to play with it.
Absolutely. We have lots of puppies, so
yeah. Lots of puppies.
They'll be good with cats.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for
having us.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll have a photo of Carmelo up on the website later on today. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got a couple of things to talk about. And then after that, Patrick Jones. We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Savannah, you're making my day here.
I know, these are his tunes.
I tell you what, we're there.
And you'll play this one scene over and over and over again from the movie Rock of Ages. You got totally turned on by that music.
Go find the one about We Built This City.
We
built this city, and then across from her singing, we're not going to take it. It was just
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Okay. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KCNR 1460. Keep us tuned in on your dial. We appreciate you being part of our family here. Absolutely. And this portion of the show is brought to you by a local veteran in town that is a trustworthy guy. His name is Jeff, and he owns Reading at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. If you have a chip or a crack in your windshield and you're not really sure quite what to do, stay local. Go to a guy you can trust. Go see Jeff. Tell him you heard it from us, Free Fire Radio here. He's located at 3208 Market Street in Reading.
88-year-old World War II veteran wounded in the Battle of Okinawa in Spokane, Washington, standing out in the parking lot of his lodge, the Eagles Lodge. Waiting for somebody because a lady was coming in, and because it was kind of a tougher section of town, he just wanted to make sure she was okay. 88 years old. Two men between the ages of 16 and 19, they have photos, and the photos and the descriptions are two black teenagers between the ages of 16 and 19 came by and beat him to death. Beat him to death. For no reason. They said that it's just at random. I mean, they're looking for him to try and find out, you know, why. But you tie that into what happened in Oklahoma earlier this week, where that young man was just trotting down the road, running down the road, and these three thugs, because they were bored, drive by and shoot him. Well, I mean, what's going on here? And then when you ask the White House about it, oh, we're not familiar with that case. They need to become familiar with these cases. This is just violence of our young people are just going out and killing people.
Well, I think that there's, you know, what's happening right now. In fact, I clicked onto one of the USA Today, and it's trending. It's the number one trending social media topic at this point. There were so many comments on it. One that I think is really good, and I think it really segues into later in at the 7:30 hour. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, too. But this is from a guy who says, now, it's why isn't the administration in my business, What happened to personal responsibility, My personal responsibility in this case is named Smith and Wesson.
Well, not everybody can, though it's true. You know, when you talk to the sheriff, he's got an hour. He has an hour long, up to an hour, response time because the county is so big, independent of where the sheriffs are. And the police have got, what, 12 minutes? Patrick Jones is here. You can turn him on now. Is it, what, like 12-minute response, something like that?
Well, it really depends on where the incident
and what happened. The incident is. Yeah, I understand that. And because I know that.
But they're certainly longer today than what we've seen in
the past. There's not enough police. And maybe there's more violence going on here. But I find that abhorrent. I find the whole thing abhorrent. And I think, you know, for people to kill somebody because they're bored, because it's just at random, because they can. And I hate to think that, when Martin was killed, Trayvon Martin was killed, it was because it was racial. Even though that they proved that it wasn't. I mean, even the court, everybody agreed that in the court, in the prosecution, this was not a racial thing. It was still a horrible tragedy. It should have never happened, but it did. But these other ones are just even worse because I'm bored. And, you know, frankly, you can't link it to anything else, but I'm going to beat this old man up. Or do they even care? When the ones that beat this 88-year-old man up, were they just like, predators that were going by? You can't liken them to wolves because wolves, if they kill them, will usually eat something. So they just killed for fun.
This particular think was a robbery. They found this gentleman who was named Shorty, his nickname was Shorty, in his car with a major head injury and later rushed to the hospital. And there's no but or and. Give you another comment here. There are teen thugs everywhere. The kid that got killed in Oklahoma was in a small town. Agree that their root causes behind these attacks, which are crippling our society irrespective of skin color. Running around carrying weapons everywhere is not the answer. Family values need to be restored, respect for others, and a sense of self-worth. Easier said than done, however. So I really appreciate reading some of the social media comments because people care. They need to express themselves. And, we love taking your calls here. What do you think about the 605-4567? Weigh in on, are you outraged with what's happening within our society throughout America? Every time we turn on the radio not always with us, but we're going to cover it, you know. And, whatever's happening when you turn on any kind of news, we're hearing about, this uptick in our society with teenage children just randomly killing people.
Oh, it's
senseless.
But the thing is it's always been there. And I think that maybe it's just starting to get reported more. But in Chicago, over 4th of July weekend, 79 people shot, 13 killed. And this is not unusual for there. I mean, this has been going on for years. I'm just talking about Chicago. I mean, even New York's got a much lower
Carl, level. I think we need to pass more laws to fix these problems.
Well, obviously, that Chicago, which has one of the most stringent gun laws in America. I mean, if it went by gun laws, the amount of gun laws, then Chicago should be Mayberry and not Thunderdome. You know? Okay. Good news. More water is going down the Trinity. It appears that the judge re-looked at this, changed his ruling, and said they're going to turn more water loose down the Trinity to save the salmon. It's maybe not as much as they wanted, but still it's going to help out in the salmon runs. Still have water for the agriculture. The new Shasta Trinity chief, Dave Myers, is here. I don't know. I don't know if you've met him.
I have met him, yet.
You have met him. Well, he's took over from Sharon, right? Sharon
Correct.
Haywood?
Correct.
And his whole mission, from what I understand, was he was hired to do outreach to the community because Sharon Haywood was such a jerk when she was dealing with people.
Well, he'll have a tough job ahead of him. He already
came under attack the first day, I realize.
You know, and it's obviously, disappointing for a lot of us where we bring someone in from outside the area that's not used to our area and doesn't understand the people and the traditions here. So, that's already a difficult situation made more difficult by bringing someone new in that doesn't know the area. So, you know, I don't know how warm of a response he'll get starting off. But hopefully he's a quick learner and he can learn our area and learn that we don't like change and we take road closures pretty seriously. And if you take a look at their map, the road closures are widespread and all over this area.
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to offer Dave Meyer a chance to come on the show because we want to welcome him and get his, and have him talk to our people out here. Sharon Haywood, we asked 63 times and she never came on. But we'll be right back after the message, and then it will be Patrick Jones's turn. We want to talk about the new REU building. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, shares of Microsoft are sharply higher after the company announced that CEO Steve Ballmer will retire within the next 12 months. Microsoft did not name a successor, but the company says it is forming a search committee, and Ballmer will remain CEO until a replacement is found. Ballmer took over for Microsoft founder Bill Gates in 2000. Meanwhile, stocks were little changed after pricing problems shut down the NASDAQ exchange for 3 hours yesterday. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Industrials were down 3 points. The NASDAQ was up 10. And Pandora is down more than 12% after the Internet radio service said its fiscal 2014 earnings will miss the street's estimate due to rising expenditures to acquire music and expand its sales force. But the company's results for its second quarter topped expectations. Pandora reported an adjusted profit of 4 cents a share on adjusted revenue of $162 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at NorCalFI.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:30 4 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, service first, quality you can count on. Martin and his people are just outstanding. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Professionals treat you like family. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, good morning, Linda. Good morning, Savannah.
Welcome back to the show. And, of course, we are at 65 degrees in the downtown studios right now. If you're just tuning in, it's going to be sunny today with highs around 94, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 65. This weekend looks spectacular, 91 on Saturday, 87 on Sunday. Great clear nights. Got a wonderful moon out. In case you are feeling melancholy for any particular reason, go hang out your head at the window tonight and see how great the skies are. We're very blessed here. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
474-5546 out there. Okay, Patrick Jones.
Carl, Linda, thank you guys for having me. And, you know, before we get started, I wanted to say thank you again for allowing me to come on. You had just a few days ago, Barry Tippin, our electric utility director slash city manager.
Yeah.
And so the community gets obviously both sides to a particular story.
We need to do that. And Barry, and thank you, Barry and Kurt Starman, when I called and said, hey, you know what? This story is breaking. We've had other, you know, comments. We'd like to have somebody here. Next day, Barry came in. He was on his way to, I believe, Sacramento for something, and but he stopped in here for a half an hour to talk about why they wanted to buy that building and spend the $10 million, how much it was going to cost, things they had to face as far as customer support, and he faced every question straight up. So, but when you heard that, you said, well, there's another side to this.
There's always two sides.
Always
there?
Two sides, and this is the other side. Okay, Patrick.
Well, first let's back up just a teeny bit. Why does Reading Electric Utility need to leave City Hall? Now, when we designed that building, we designed it very carefully to bring the Reading Electric Utility back under the roof at City Hall, and that was very important. They've been, before they were off of East Cypress, off of Heather Lane, and there were some problems associated with having the Reading Electric Utility at a different location. We solved those problems by bringing them back in when we designed City Hall. That was one of the functions, is to bring most of our services back in. Reading Electric Utility was more centrally located under more scrutiny and control, and that solved some problems. So today, when you look at the issue that we have in front of us today, and today we need a new police facility, there's no question about it. I've pushed hard on that. I think most of the council members have over the last 3, 4, up to 5 years. We do not need more room for the electric utility. They have plenty of room at City Hall today. And that's just the matter of fact.
Why are they moving out?
They're moving out essentially to make room for the police. And now that puts them in a position where they need to find a new building. The problem with that is, again, we go right back to the problem that we had before. Moving them all the way to the edge of town creates a burden and hardship for people paying. And Barry did tell you how many hundreds of people come each day.
I think there's, I think there's thousands a year that go to that, and our question on that was, well, how do they get there? You know, the bus system, and he pointed out the bus system runs every hour out to the airport, and it stops right there. But my concern on that was something that would take you 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Now it's going to take you 3 hours. I mean, if you look at, you know, if you just hit those bus schedules just a little
bit. It's absolutely out of the way. There's no question about it. It's an inconvenience to our ratepayers. Now, keep in mind that Reading Electric Utility, that is a publicly owned utility. That is our utility, and that belongs to the people of Reading, and it should be more centrally located. But the fact of the matter is they are where they need to be. There is nothing wrong with that, and we don't create one problem by solving another problem. And in essence, what we've done is we're using the ratepayers to essentially solve the police facility, and it's almost to the point of laundering money, if you will. And it upsets me that we're moving one out to move one in, solving one problem, creating another problem. And it's not how you fix problems.
Well, we had several phone calls after the show yesterday, and I'll just use the first one because we had several others after. Billy Bob says, you're building a police station. Why don't you build it big enough so all the police can be in there, and then, Ari, you can just stay?
Exactly. Why not build the building that is of this correct size. Or better yet, Carl, we had a great opportunity to take a look at retrofit options throughout town. We had a couple that had a downtown presence that would have worked just fine, and city staff simply refused, and I worked on every one of them.
They said that the answer to that was that they did not want to take prime business areas and redo it, like the Circuit City. That's a prime business location, and they didn't want to take that away from them, an ability to put somebody in there that's going to put a business in there.
Well, that's not.
I'm just saying.
Correct.
If I understand.
And unfortunately, that's really not the case, because the Civic Plaza building across the street, I urged to buy for the police. And they were going to buy it for the Reading Electric Utility. Again, we don't need any room for the Reading Electric Utility.
Well, but see, going back to the Billy Bob, and I should have asked this yesterday to the assistant city manager, and that was, if we're building the police station, but it's not big enough for everybody, because that's why they're having to take over RU, just why don't you add another 4,000 square feet onto it, because you already got the area there.
The reality is, Carl, is that
you can't do
the
that?
Funds would come out of the general fund, which there are none, so we tap in to the Reading Electric Utility ratepayers, and they get a foot the bill. So it's, in essence, they are getting the room that they need on the backs of the ratepayers, and it's not the right way to do it.
I want to come back and talk about that. Let's take a break. So you're saying is that the police station is being paid for by REU?
That is correct.
All right, let's come back with that. And we're talking about the buying of the new, purchasing of new building and fixing it, rehabbing it, buying the land next to it, which is over $10 million, taking out a bond on it for 30 years. The question is also on that is, how much is that per year we're paying on the bond? There's a big disparity in what Mr. Jones is saying and Mr. Tippin are saying. But the point about the we're building a police station already, but we don't have the funds for that, that's why we can build part of the police station and put the rest of them in REU. I want to come back and talk about that. Got questions for Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones? 530-605-4567. The chat rooms, they're pretty hot right here. We'll get to them too. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me.
I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
We built this city on rock and roll. We built Reading. We built Reading on rock and roll. Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot rocking here with Patrick Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Or is that a...
I'm here, too.
Is that an oxymoron? I'm not sure. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our buddies down at Holiday Harbor.
That's right. Why not staycation? In fact, I think we got another one coming up.
We got another one coming up. We're going to be on location again on one of the houseboats. You know, the hard part was Savannah. Savannah kept swimming around the boat.
Oh. Call out and check a lot of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. They've got a package deal that's going to fit any budget. You know, we were talking about this last night on my show On the Spot with Linda Bott. Kind of somewhat we're starting to think about fall, like our schedules, but we still have a good month or so of summer. We're still in, you know, approaching, we're in the good 90s now, but triple digits still here with the weather being warm, perfect to go out with the boat and the family, or just a retreat with some friends. Holiday Harbor Resort Marina, give them a call at 238-2383.
I love you. Hey, Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman, is our guest, and he is completely rebutting everything that Barry Tippin, our EU director, said. The big question right now is this: why can't we rehab a building?
Well, and we can, Carl. There are quite a few buildings that, if you look around town, particularly in the downtown core, which is really where the presence of a police station would do your best, many buildings can be upgraded to what we call the essential service upgrades, and meaning when there's an earthquake or anything, those buildings need to be standing. And so that is absolutely possible, and it can be done cheaper. There is a strong push at City Hall from city staff that everybody gets a new building, and there's a lot of truth to that. And that's my opinion. Some may not say that, but I believe it to be absolutely true that, hey, City Hall is a new building, County Admin is a new building. We want a new building too, and we don't want to retrofit some existing Costco, some existing Plaza building, some existing Westwood Venture building. They didn't want any other building but a new freestanding building, and of course those cost a lot of money.
Let's talk cost here. Let's do talk cost. The REU pays to the city $285,000 a year.
In lease, correct.
In lease.
To the general fund, yes.
To the general fund. One of the questions I asked was, well, if we get this $10 million building, isn't that going to cost us a lot more? And Barry said, not really. It's going to come. He said there is going to be more. It's going to be like $175,000 more. And please go back and listen to the show, but it's something like that. And he said they've already budgeted for that. I said, okay. And I said, is this going to cost the ratepayers extra money to pay for this $10 million building? He said, no, it's not. Do you agree with that?
I'm glad that could possibly happen, but it's absolutely false. When you're building a $10 million, $11 million building, it is absolutely going to cost the ratepayers more money. And in fact, it already has. Now, one of the things that was discovered the other night on Tuesday night's council meeting is that we all of a sudden had $9 million in the reserve above the minimum needed to keep our rates or to keep our grade where it needed to be. Now, as you know, we've been raising rates 7.85% every year for quite some time to keep the minimum reserves.
Yeah. Want to see all of our electric bills?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then all of a sudden today, literally this week, we learned that we have $9 million above what's needed in the minimum reserves, and we can use a portion of that for this project. I think council was deceived. I'm very upset to learn that we have this extra $9 million.
They're using on this.
On this building. If that was the case, we did not need this last round of rate increases. And I think they've artificially raised the rates to help pay for this building. So the public is going to pay for this building, Carl, one way or the other.
That's a very strong accusation that they bumped up the rates when they didn't need to.
I agree.
To pay for a building, you're saying that they don't need.
I agree.
And that's a real strong accusation.
It's very strong. And to me, to learn that we had $9 million more in the reserves than needed was not what we were led to believe, and that is a fact. I did not know about this $9 million until Tuesday night of this week, and that a portion of that was already budgeted for this project, which leads me to believe that staff had already made these decisions before council knew about them or understood them. And those are concerns. I raised them Tuesday night, and here we are moving forward on this building. Now, I have no problem with the construction of the building. There's no issues with the building itself. I have no problem with
what are you talking about?
With the new building, the Abtec building, you know, that's proposed to purchase and what council agreed on a 3-2 vote to purchase for, X number
yeah,
for
of
RU. For RU. I don't have any problem with the building and who built the building or the construction or the quality of that building. The problem is RU needs to stay at City Hall. The only building that we have needed for quite some time is the police facility.
If they've got $9 million extra, why don't you just borrow it? Why don't the city borrow it from their own entity there to build a new police
building?
That's
a slippery slope, Carl. And once you start making a habit of borrowing money from the electric utility, you start using it as a cash cow, as a piggy bank. That's for the ratepayers. That is a standalone enterprise funds, and it's for the ratepayers. You're a ratepayer. That is your money. Would you like it that we could start making loans?
Kind of like the Social Security system.
Right. And
okay.
It starts going
down.
I
see what you mean, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact, but I would like also if there's a $9 million surplus all of a sudden, is that then instead of my rates going up or the solid – well, RU doesn't have solid right. waste in there, but I mean everything's going up.
But here. In essence, that is what they're doing here. By building this building that is not necessary for the utility is that they are charging it to you, the ratepayer, unnecessarily, and it's a wrong decision.
Okay, we've got to take a break, and what Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones just said was that the city, or that REU has overcharged all of the customers. It's built up a $9 million surplus over and above what they need to operate in their buffer there. Didn't tell anybody about it. The city council did not find out about it till this Tuesday. When you were getting ready to vote on this buying a new building. And the question is if you had this $9 million, why did we have to raise the rates again? We got people on the line, as you can probably imagine, but we got to take a quick break. Carl Lindebot, Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones is our guest.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Have you heard of energy vampires? Energy vampires consume energy in your home. A lot of energy, as it turns out. An energy vampire is an electronic device's wasted energy. When turned off or in standby mode, most electronics still consume energy. About 10% of the nation's total energy consumption, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite Bathroom Makeovers, Granite Kitchens, Forever Furniture. Mike Huber and his people are great. Give him a call, 241-7866.
I love my kitchen.
Hey, let me answer some quick questions that have come in through our chat room. And no, you can't redo the current police station. It's such in bad shape.
It's just
terrible. They can't rehab that one. You can't build onto the city hall because of the way it was designed.
You can build
next to it. That's why they picked that spot. It's so centrally located.
Correct.
One of the comments in here says is, why don't they in this time of really austerity, and if you've got this excess money, give it back to the ratepayers, even if it's not a lot of money.
It should have never been, added in the first place.
These are all questions coming in here. Great questions. And the other thing is how can Kurt keep an eye on Barry? I don't know if you need to keep an eye on Barry, but
that's our job.
It's further away from the city. Okay, let's go to the phones. We only got 4 minutes left. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, Carl, you kind of hit the nail on the head. Why doesn't Kurt look into this? That seems to be the problem. I mean, I can't believe what Patrick's just said. That's shocking. I mean, really, that is huge news. And Patrick, I know that they're coming out and making a statement like that. You have to have your ducks in a row. I know you pretty well, and I know that you probably do. But, you know, when you stop and think about, well, gee, we can't find $9 million. And it seems to me like staff, not only in the city but in the county, seem to be a problem. They seem to be an absolutely huge problem. And maybe it's time for the citizens to start organizing to get some things done and some things changed the way that works, especially when you have a councilman who has the integrity to come on and to tell people and expose what's going on here. And one other thing, too, these guys do work hard, Barry Tiffin and Chris Starman. But, you know, by golly, if you're making $250,000 a year, you should be working hard for the people. So I think that a lot of times when we commend people and we give them kudos and all that good stuff for doing something for a job they should be paid for, they aren't laying their life on the line like our soldiers do.
Let's
get real about this stuff. The staffs have to be curtailed, and I'm just shocked about this. Thanks for bringing this to light, Patrick. I am just absolutely shocked. $9 million. It's just.
I think somebody
where's
needs.
Where's the newspaper? Where's the media?
Well, you know, here's the thing. We'll send this over to.
The paper was there. You know, the paper was there, and staff said they had $9 million over the minimum reserve. I said at the council meeting, I'm shocked to learn this, and yet no newspaper. The newspaper is printing. Obviously, I have some great concerns with the editorial. Folks at the newspaper, they get it wrong on a regular basis, and they continue to do so. We have a responsibility to get this information out to the public and let the public make their own minds up. And instead, the editorial page pushes one way or the other, and it's disappointing. Bruce Ross, I've said it before, it's time for you to go. Or pay more attention at the council meetings, one of the two, I don't care. But it's time to get some of this information out. The Reading Electric Utility is a publicly owned utility. It is owned by the ratepayers. It is our utility. The bottom line stops with council members. And the decision that was made on Tuesday night on a 3-2 was the wrong decision. We're wasting money. We're wasting electric utility owners' money.
I think we need them to, we've had Barry, we've had you, now I need a city councilman that voted for it.
Correct.
Either the mayor or Francie or Missy to come in and say, this is why we voted for it, and why they disagreed with you and Kat.
And follow up on what I've said.
No, absolutely. And this is something I'll send over. We'll send over a copy of those. You know, just do a, put a link over to Bruce and Silas. Say, you know what? If this is indeed true, this is something that somebody needs to look
and
at.
And one final thing, Carl, and it's another habit that we've had.
Give me like 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Take a look at REU and what they're doing with your public benefit funds. These are funds available for energy efficient rebates. They're taking them and not allowing them to go to the electric utility users.
No, they're going out to the airport, right?
They're going all over the place.
All right. Well, that's the next thing then. All right. Patrick Jones, a lot of things have been said here today. Go back and listen to them in the archives. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with our Veterans Clinic right after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's worried about Syria, and President Obama is cautious about Egypt. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
U.S. intelligence agencies are still trying to figure out if chemical weapons were used this week by the Syrian regime.
What we've seen indicates that this is clearly a big event.
But President Obama tells CNN's Newsday, Syria remains a complicated sectarian struggle. As for aid to Egypt,
we have to be very careful about being seen as aiding and abetting actions that we think run contrary to our values and our ideals.
President Obama says there's no doubt we cannot return to business as usual. Dave.
Now, Jared, in Lebanon, death and destruction today. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is live in our Middle East Bureau.
At least 27 people have been killed and over 350 wounded after two explosions in the country's second largest city. The blasts in Tripoli appear to be coordinated as they went off outside two mosques as Friday prayers were ending. The city is largely Sunni Muslim and follows on from another blast last week that killed 24 people in a Shiite area of the capital, Beirut. Same sectarian divisions in Syria's conflict are turning up the heat in Lebanon as people are forced to pick sides. Dave?
Emily, an arrest in Spokane, Washington, and the brutal beating of an old World War II veteran. One of the two suspects, believed to be teenagers, now in custody.
88-year-old Delbert Belton, who friends knew as Shorty, was waiting in his car outside an Eagles Lodge around 8 o'clock Wednesday night when he was suddenly beaten by two young men in what appears to be a random robbery.
Fox's Dan Springer in Seattle. Belton died the next morning. Police revealed surveillance photos later in that day. Are rising mortgage rates making buyers more cautious? New home sales plunged more than 13% last month, the slowest pace this year. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 25 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A wildfire keeps burning nearly out of control in California near Yosemite National Park. 99 square miles already charred, and people in hundreds of homes have been urged to evacuate.
I'm definitely more concerned now because I have firefighter buddies who say that it's taken off and there's not much they can do about it.
Yosemite remains open. The wildfire, though, did cause the closure of a four-mile stretch of highway that is one of three entrances into the park on the west side. The jury deliberations are going for a second day today at Fort Hood in Nadal Hassan's trial. He has already admitted in court that he was the gunman in the 2009 massacre that left 13 dead. And then there's the missing baby case now in Illinois, and there's a lot of concern.
A five-month-old suburban Chicago boy is missing, Zion, Illinois' police chief says.
My hope is the baby's alive. My fear is that
We're now in the point of looking at the worst because of the time.
He was reported missing on Wednesday. Garbage pickup has been delayed, and Zion residents are asked to check their trash cans. The child's mother and her boyfriend are being questioned. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Ben Affleck was already a superhero. Remember Daredevil? Now he's ready to wear Batman's cape.
The announcement came as a shock to fans and even industry experts. Since Ben Affleck wasn't even on the long list to star as Batman in the new Man of Steel film. But Warner Brothers announced Thursday that the 41-year-old actor would in fact be the next Caped Crusader. Man of Steel will bring Batman and Superman together on the big screen for the first time. Affleck will star opposite Henry Cavill, who's the most recent Superman. The movie will also feature Man of Steel's Amy Adams as Lois Lane, Lawrence Fishburne as Perry White, and Diane Lane as Martha Kent. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
As stocks rise today, Microsoft is up 6% on news the CEO will retire next year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. August the 23rd. It is 8:05 in the morning. Right here. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. All right. Good morning, huh?
Good morning.
Let's start off with
Let's do that. Let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Again, they will be on at 9 o'clock this morning, and we're going to hear right now from Kathy Lathrop Cummings with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Markets are positive at this point. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 17 points at 14,981. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 1659, and the NASDAQ is positive 11 at 3650. Active stocks today include Microsoft up $2.10 at $34.49 and Facebook up $1.46 at $40.01. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 13 cents at $18.33, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 18 cents at $41.61. In the bond market, we're finding higher prices, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.81%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 89 cents at $105.92. Gold is up $24.50 at $13.95.30. And silver is up 65 cents at $23.73. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Hey, give them a call at 530-243-7561. Because they know what's going on in Wall Street. I have no idea. So you want to rely on people that do.
Again,
530-243-7561.
Currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. It's going to be sunny with temperatures around 94 today and mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 65. The weekend looks great. Saturday around 91, Sunday 87, reaching to our 64, 63. It's going to be, those are beautiful temperatures we have ahead of us. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. I'll tell you, last night we had one of those nights that kind of, we had a dog that was just, hearing every noise outside. But I'll tell you something, you know, when you're sleeping well, even though there's disturbances, you're still, it's all about your body relaxing. And since, I've been able to sleep on my new sleep number, you know, we both of us, I am a 45. It's really a great
experience. You don't you don't look a point over than 30 though.
Yeah. Well, it's great. You know, we like the dual air technology of it. And so we each get to pick the number which works for us. And what I like about it is if I get bored with 45 after a while, I can go up to 65, 75. So it's great. And our elk killer dog, she has a little place in the end of the,
elk killer tomorrow night is going to be 70. And, because I'm going to take 35 where I'm at, but she's going to go 70 because this little snory thing that she's doing, if it wasn't for the fact we had Sleep Number
we'd be up all night. But it's, you know, but you're absolutely right. You know, after she kind of does her little thing, snorting thing.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of go right back to sleep. And I don't know about you all, but have you been able to do that is when you wake up and then all, you know, going back to sleep sometimes is hard, but not in our Sleep Number bed. And by the way, they are having a huge sale at Sleep Number. It's their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at $599 and save an incredible 40% on a Labor Day limited edition memory foam mattress set. And where do you get that? You get it at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Sleep Number. All right. You know, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk with our Veterans Administration clinic people, Don Black, who is the director of the VA clinic here, and also Stacy Kilpatrick, who heads up radiology. I'm really glad Don's here, so we can talk about the changes. And you know, you've been here since what? November, last November, right?
Yes, sir.
You don't look like you've been beaten up or anything. I mean, you're still smiling. Is that?
Redding's been good to me.
Redding's been very, very good to me. Okay, hey, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. We're cracking up here because, you know, it's all the magic. Well, some of the good magic stuff happens at the breaks. We got to crack up, but it's a visual, so we'll have to show you when we see you in person.
All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Are you getting competitive prices? Are you getting senior and veterans discounts? How about a business that's locally owned and family operated? All this is Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane Professionals. 365-3793. Our guest on this segment are Don Black, who is the director of the VA clinic right here in Reading, and Stacy Kilpatrick, who heads up the radiology clinic, which is just a fancy name for seeing
X-rays.
And the reason we're laughing is this, is because we've got a Sporting Clays event that the Military Order of the Purple Heart's putting on tomorrow, Saturday, August 24th from 9 to 1. And you can get your tickets at Mary's Pizza Shack or call Bill Filan at 241-6730. And they've probably got a couple tickets left, but for the $50, all the proceeds go to the veterans, but you get lunch, you get a round of Sporting Clays and trophies. So I asked Don, I said, Do you shoot? And he says, of course, I'm from Chicago. And it just broke us up because Stacy then goes, yeah, but he aims like this. You've seen these movies where he turn the hand sideways.
Gangsta style.
So we're just laughing about that.
Not really funny with all the shootings that are going on right now, but it still cracked me up because it was movie-like. It was great. That was killer. You know what? There's been a lot of press that's been going on. We have positives and negatives, and today we're going to really shine a positive light, always, as we really believe in what the Veterans Clinic, and the Northern California healthcare system is doing, for our veterans here. And I know for Carl, he goes and has nothing but excellent reports, and people that we know have nothing but excellent reports about how they're cared for and treated. So, let's start with, what type of imaging, well, you have modalities here are offered to our veterans. Who should we be? Stacy, you want to chime in on that?
Sure. In about, 2009, we started a rebuild on the department, and we put in a new DR room, which is our images come up instantly. We can check them. You're in and out, 3 minutes for any, chest x-ray, and you're out of there. We also have CAT scan. And so people do not have to travel to get their exams done.
And that's a huge thing. The CAT scan's we just got the CAT scan capability just a few years ago, right?
Yes, it was put in, it started 1/3 of 10.
Okay, because when we first got here, it was, we didn't have that capability. Yeah, we were calling Herger and everybody else to try and see if we couldn't get a CAT scan from someplace, because they have extra ones, don't they?
Yes, we have actually, all of our equipment, we have been very lucky. We have excellent equipment, brand new equipment. It is a 16 slice, and it's a workhorse, and we have great techs.
All right, so Stacy, share with our listeners and with us too. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you say you're a little shy of the microphone, but we would like to know about the radiology, how you started and what brought you to the VA. We're going to do a little background here. We love that. Gives us a kind of a snapshot into your life and what motivated you to get into this profession.
Alrighty. I just like the field of science. I usually do radiation therapy, and when you're doing radiation therapy, you get to know the patients, and what better patients to know than the veterans. So that's why I went into the VA system. And that's when all the remodeling started. And so
how did you get involved with radiology? What called you into
the science?
Okay.
The science of it, and actually working in trauma hospitals in San Francisco and things like that. It was exciting. And you got to help someone.
That's great. See, that's what we're talking about here. It kind of gives you a picture of Stacy and bringing her expertise to the VA. These are the type of people that they're very passionate about what they do. They come with their expertise. They bring it to the Veterans Clinic here. We're very, very fortunate to have that. And Dan, you're the director.
Yes.
So tell us what that description for you on a daily basis means.
Well, I tell people I'm the fireman of the VA because I think I have a set goal I want to do, and then I come in and it's take care of this or take care of that. And so it's really about taking care of the patients. And I'm a veteran myself. I served in the first Gulf War, and I had a passion, and people said, well, why don't you go work for the VA? So I didn't get into med school, so I said if I couldn't be a doctor, I'll go boss them around.
There you go. And we appreciate your service very much,
as
we do all of our veterans.
Thank you.
Don, what do you see as the strongest aspect of our clinic right here in town?
I think the passion, I think it's a twofold since I've been here. We give good care, but I can't believe I've been to many VAs throughout the country, but here in Reading, the passion of the community that supports the clinic. And they come and put their arms around them through good and bad, and they want to make it better. And they are vocal, and they say, what can you bring? Like today, you know, what radiology services can we bring? And, you know, not only the CAT scans, but we brought the DEXA machines. We're doing mammograms. We're doing a lot of women's health now. So it's just what we're trying to make it so you don't have to travel. You know, I'm from, came from Sacramento, and you don't realize they say the North Country. Well, it's really the North Country. And
yeah,
so,
we wear helmets with horns on our heads. You know, here's the thing is, and this is why we have to keep growing our clinic. World War II veterans are still having to go take that trip, aren't they?
For some of them. Yes, and we try to figure out what do we need to do here to keep expanding in our specialty care. So,
well, we need to talk to you while we're going to continue here. When we come back, what do we need here? What do we need to kind of like to bring this up to full speed that we don't have to send our elderly or our sick veterans on a 6-hour trip? Because that was one of the things that was just heartbreaking, to have a Korean War veteran or a World War II veteran having to travel for 6 hours for a 15-minute treatment. So think about that. We're going to take a break. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:23 in the morning on this 23rd of August. Love it. It's just, make the most of what you've got today. We've got great temperatures with around 94 in our highs today, mostly clear tonight with temperatures of 65. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Fortune Nutrition. Head on down to Orchard Nutrition. Joe and his family and everybody down there, they are the North State's nutrition experts. They have Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, plus an in-store deli. You want to buy raw milk? It's there. Want to buy goat cheese? It's there. Want to buy French fried crickets? You can go over to see Savannah. I think she has. They're located at 221 Locust Street, or give them a call, 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, great people down there.
Carl's a Southern boy. Did you ever have, hey, let's talk about it.
We have guests here.
I know, but did you have fried crickets? I gotta hear, where'd that come from?
No, we never had fried crickets.
I don't know if you ever had fried
crickets. I've eaten grubs before.
Well, you've been from the South. I mean,
that was on during survival school. Down South, we don't, what, cause we're down South?
Well,
you think what, we're what, lower on the food chain?
No,
but
you
lower
know,
on the evolutionary trail cause we eat possum?
Well, have you ever had rattlesnake?
Oh yeah.
Or you ever had like,
peanuts.
Or there you go.
Boiled peanuts.
Love them.
Weird
that's
things
right.
that people squirrel. Have in different
you ever had
countries.
Fried squirrel? How about squirrel brains? Huh? Yeah.
Or how about...
This has nothing to do with our show.
Well, sure it does, because we're talking to the folks from the VA clinic. And, you know, people who've served around the world and in different places, there's who knows what you what you will eat and what you have to eat. You're in a foreign country, or you're maybe someplace in boot camp.
You
open your mind up.
Don Black is there. Don Black and Stacey Kilpatrick. Don is the director of the VA, and Stacey Kilpatrick heads up the radiology. When we left an hour and a half ago, we asked the question is, what is it going to take to bring us up so that we don't have to send our veterans anywhere?
Well, we have several initiatives. We're really looking at how we reinvent ourselves in specialty care, so we don't have to send our veterans down. Now, we're not going to be able to offer everything. We're not a hospital. If we, you know, the best thing would be to build a small hospital here, and then you don't have to go anywhere. But that's probably not going to happen anytime in the near future. But, I mean, we're offering a lot of things now. We're offering comprehensive GI services. What's going to be happening in the next year is, if we can hire, it's out there now, we're going to hire urology. 30% of Sacramento's urology patients are from the Shasta Butte area. And so why send them down there for urology when they can get their procedures done here? So we can hire urologists. We'll do that. We just got rural health money to hire an ENT doc.
Cool.
So you don't have to go down. So we're bringing the specialists here so we don't have to have the vets go there.
Well, that's what we're hearing here is some of the questions are asking, why can't we kind of like contract out for specialists? And I know that, Bayesh Danuka is over there, working with y'all for colonoscopies.
Oh, cool.
You're giving, I think that's the bottom line, Don, and I'm really glad to hear this, that we can keep our people from going having to be sent to other places where they have to take a trip to get something that we can have done, that we've got the capability here. Now, I know it costs more money. I think I was told you could get six of them done down in Mather, one of the procedures for the cost of one up here when you went out in town. But
it's not only about, I mean,
it's
I have to be conscious,
right? Yeah.
I have to be conscious of, you know, the taxpayers' money and how we do that. But I also have a responsibility to our veterans too. And, you know, it is their quality of life. They are not getting any younger. They're getting older. And it's quite frequently the veteran can't get down there. They have to have their, child or another family member or family friend drive them down. So now we're affecting more than one life. So what we can offer here, we can. We're going to go to telehealth. So you can come into the clinic and sit in front of the computer and talk to a specialist down there.
Okay.
So yep. We're trying a lot of initiatives. To be in the 21st century so people don't have to travel.
Well, yeah, and I like the telemedicine and that what we're talking about. Now, Stacey Kilpatrick heads up our radiology. You just started a mammogram.
Yes, we started in
program.
February.
Yeah. Well, that's new here.
It is very
we
new,
have a lot,
and it's very hard to get accredited for.
Well, we have a lot more women veterans, for one thing.
Yes.
And, but you also take care of TRICARE or?
We take care of CHAMP VA, which
okay,
is
CHAMP, CHAMP is VA. Okay.
In radiology, I want to be that clear. CHAMP VA in radiology.
In radiology, okay. We have...
The mammograms are not only for women, they are for men also, just to put that out there.
Well, that's true. You know, sometimes men have...
And you've had 200 patients so far, which is...
We're almost up to 200 count.
That's great.
Great. Now, bone density scans. You do that?
Bone density scans, yes. Of course, we've got, you know, how you live your life, your lifestyle, if you have bone mass problems. So basically we'd like to get a baseline and do that study, and then a couple years down the road, you know that you'll have to go on a supplement or whatever the doctor's protocol is.
And that's fairly new too, right?
Yes, that came in probably 2 years ago.
Right. And we also see that you have ultrasounds, which are great, and they are scheduled with, that's like for, you know, aneurysm studies,
Carotid.
Oh, carotid arteries.
I'm sorry. I put my glasses on. Gallbladder and thyroid, which is, these are the things that, you know, I know for myself, I'm starting to take a look at, you know, maybe studying your body. And if you, and you have these services, for the, at the VA, that's just incredible that you guys are starting to really, be on top of all the issues that.
Yes. And for people that are out of town, because there's Fort Jones, there's Wairika, and what we
Fall
try
River,
to do.
Weaverville, Chico, oh, yeah. Orland, Red Bluff, and Weaverville. You serve patients from all of these.
Yes. So basically in radiology, we call the patient, you know, because we know they live so far away, and we always have blocks of time where they don't have to wake up at 5 in the morning to catch the shuttle to get here. So I just want to put that out there that we will accommodate them, and they can call me directly.
Okay, we've got like a minute left. We've got a lot of comments here in the chat room. One of them is like to compliment Dr. Dan Stills.
Yep, our head physician.
Woo-hoo! And, we've had, and other people in here is, I think the big thing for veterans is what you all are addressing is the hassle of having to be taken places on for these things. The treatment I've gotten at the Veterans Clinic here has been nothing but outstanding. From attitude to cleanliness of the place to seeing a doctor that takes, you know, and sometimes he'll write me an email on things. You know, I mean, but nothing's perfect, but I'm hearing a lot of really good things, and I'm happy to say, Don, is you've kept that level and you're stepping it up here.
Well, I appreciate that. Like you said, we are trying to get email, internet.
Okay, I've got to take a break here. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. In the trial of Major Nidal Hassan, day 2 of deliberations for the jury.
They'll continue working on 45 individual verdicts for 13 charges of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder. The jury's verdicts will help determine Hassan's sentence, whether life in prison or death.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown at Fort Hood in Texas. A new development in the beating death of a World War II veteran, 88-year-old Delbert Belton.
He just got word that they made an arrest this morning of one of the two suspects. The surveillance photos are pretty decent, so somebody must have called them with a tip. And they're going to have a news conference later this morning to talk about the person they arrested and also where their investigation stands.
Fox's Dan Springer. And new home sales plunging in July, a sign that higher mortgage rates may be weighing on the housing recovery. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 67 degrees. On this beautiful Friday, we are finding out here that we've got a fantastic weekend ahead of us. It is one of those days that, you know, you have to wait, you know, in the morning and the afternoon. It's not going to be so hot. You know, we have temperatures around 91. That's doable to be out at 1, 2, 3 and work outside if you want to work around the house. The evenings are going to be clear skies, fabulous weekend nights this weekend. 65, 64, 63, that's what we're looking for in the evenings. Spectacular. The weather's brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And we are back live. Go ahead, Carl. What's on your mind?
Well, we have this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. And for the guys down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black, I do have the same color shoes on today. There was a question about that.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Carl, that's cute.
Anyway, but discounts for seniors.
Carl,
discounts
you wave
for
your
better.
Hand in front of my face.
I'm trying
you have
to finish
on.
The, you know, the spot. These are our friends.
Man.
Just let me finish.
Okay.
All right. Then you can.
All right.
Jump on the motorcycle and ride. Ride. Harley ride.
Yeah, we're getting ready for big bike weekend. Anyway, Cypress.
Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold, which is why I go there. It's for a moment of silence. Hey, good. Great guys. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Did they?
Nobody notices.
Oh, well, Carl had two, and I didn't notice until he got home.
Didn't notice until I said something.
Yeah, and which was really cute. He's done it before, but, you know, so you can, it just happens. Cause how many people have like two colors of, you know, like a brown pair and a black pair? They kind of, they're loafers. They don't look exactly the same, but they're loafers. They're sitting next to each other. You get up early because you have to be on the air early in the morning. So yesterday he had on a black pair. One side was black and one side was brown.
And the funniest thing is I have another pair at home just like
yeah,
that.
That's exactly. If you're colorblind, who cares? It just looks like the top looks a little
You know what? Tell
different.
Me the real reason why. It's because the light was off so somebody could stay in bed. How about that? Huh? You ever talk about that? No. Okay.
So
oh, why was the light off?
So did they.
Oh, so Elk Killer doesn't get up? I don't think so.
So did DC and Tim and the guy in black?
Nobody noticed. Nobody noticed yesterday until I pointed it out.
And
not
then
one person.
Did they crack up?
Oh, it wasn't pretty after that. Okay.
Is that like they teased you about like Rich Bay with the vans?
Shout out to Rich Bay.
Yeah, that's right.
Don Black, director of the VA clinic. He's probably wondering why in the hell he ever came here.
And
Stacey Kilpatrick heading up radiology. But, you know what? I'd just like again to thank both of y'all and your people for, the way you treat veterans. And thank you very much. And I'm sure there's probably some people that say, will fight me on that one, but very few on the treatment we get. We've talked about all the new things we're doing at the VA with, you know, the telemedicine, emails to your patients so that you can deal with more people, the new parts of radiology here where we're doing mammograms, bone density scans, and now you're open on Saturdays from
8 to 12. We see patients in primary care, mental health. Those are appointments only, but for our specialty like, lab and radiology, they're walk-in. If you have an order in the system, you can come in on Saturday. So if you're,
how about blood? Can you get blood?
Yeah, you can get your blood done on Saturday. So okay. I mean, if you're working during the week and you can't make it in and you need a blood work or x-ray, you can come down on Saturday 8 to 12 and come and get that.
So you made it easier for the veterans.
We're trying.
Imagine that. Yeah, that's great. There's been talks about expansion of the clinic. They're talking about something out by the new veterans home.
Right. I've been part of some of those talks. We're kind of at bay right now. We can stay at our new home, our new home, 20 years now, till 2016, and then we have to look for another new home, and we're going to be starting talks to see where that could be. It could be out by the new state home. It could be anywhere. We don't want to limit ourselves to one possibility, but open it up to many possibilities.
Well, that's a good idea. You know, centrally located is one thing, but the other part is if there were buses that ran out there, or, I mean, it is a little bit further out than you are now, but 2016 is right here. I mean, as you know.
Yeah. In government world, 2 years is like a month. You know, it's not that far away.
That's right.
Get something done.
Yeah, okay. And we've expanded the services there. We've expanded the number of doctors there that are coming in. And like we said, you're doing colonoscopies, your mammograms. It just seems like you can almost get everything done there.
And we also have X-ray and Chico now.
Come on in.
We have X-ray and Chico also.
Yeah, let's talk about that one. That's diagnostic?
Yes.
And what's the big thing about that?
Well,
I shouldn't say it like that, but I mean, that is, what does that offer to the veterans when you have diagnostic X-rays?
The diagnostic X-rays, just plain X-rays. There's no CT or anything, but at least the patients from Oroville, Chico don't have to take the shuttle to Reading. Travel, it cuts
down.
So
it's a lot closer. It's super.
And it's right in the same building, so it's like one-stop shopping. You come down to the clinic, you get your lab, pharmacy, X-ray, doctors. It's convenient, so you don't have to go to Reading or out into the community.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. Don Black, director of the of our VA clinic here in town, and Stacy Kilpatrick, who heads up the radiology clinic. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. speech, I Have a Dream, delivered on August 28, 1963. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow cells. Some of you have come from areas where you quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. This is Ashley Tapsoba, a fifth grade student from Rocky Point.
Hi, I'm Henry Jack Minnie of Hat Creek Grown Grass-Fed Beef. Pam and I would like to invite you to our ranch on Sunday, September 8th from 10 to 3 for a day of food and fun. We'll start with a ranch tour, followed by a cooking demonstration, then a meal of brisket tacos by Chef Travis Hickey of Crumb's Restaurant. All this and more for a $5 donation. To to RSVP, email Pam at hatcreekgrown.com. Remember, that's Sunday, September 8th. Hope to see you there on the ranch in Hat Creek.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday. If we're acting a little strange, because it's Friday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Our friends down there at Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue. It's neighbors making great deals for you. They take care of all your needs, and they are your local Ford, Dodge, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. And their service department is just outstanding. Give them a call at 223-2177 or see them at 555 Cypress Avenue. Reading Crown Motors. Our guest are Don Black, who heads up our VA clinic, and Stacy Kilpatrick heads up the radiology section. And, you know, we bring you all on about once a month. In fact, it is about once a month, just to keep people informed about what they have at the clinic. But one of the things that we always hear from everybody is all of our veterans need to go down and register.
That is right. We do need that. You realize that just in Reading alone, there's 10,000 veterans that live in Reading, and only 3,000 use the clinic.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm sorry, say that again. 10,000?
Veterans that live in Reading proper, 3,000 use the clinic.
But how many are signed up, though?
About 4,000.
Okay. So if you sign up to 10,000 that are, if you're a veteran, just to sign up there, because I know people, I've sent them down there before. What does that do for our clinic?
Well, if they're eligible, I mean, we start to grow, and we're going to, you know, there's been reports that over the next 15 years that they say the Reading Clinic's not going to grow. We're going to just stay where we're at now, because some people aren't using. I think we're getting more use from the newer veterans. Some people aren't eligible based on their discharge or based on how much money they make, but, you know, we're not going to, we don't know what this Affordable Health Care Act's going to do. We want to make sure that everybody comes in that wants to register, that can register, and we're going to see how all that will affect. And if you grow, we'll get a bigger clinic, and we'll grow with you.
Well, does the Obamacare, I've got all types of, we've had all types of comments and thoughts on what that's going to do to everybody. Is that going to impact on the veterans care?
It's not going to impact on the care. What we're told and what we know now is if you're enrolled, you get to stay enrolled. If you want to enroll, you can enroll. Nationally, they expect to see more veterans eligible for care. So we expect to grow some because of that.
What's the eligibility for people to be seen at the VA? I know that if you, of course, injuries suffered while on active duty, but there's a lot of other people that can be seen at the clinic. Is that correct?
Yes. If you're not a service-connected veteran, if you didn't get wounded, we want to take care of everyone, but we do have some limitations. If you make too much money, right now I think the threshold is family threshold, see the $35,000, $39,000 annually. If you're making over that, they're not going to let you in. If you have a bad conduct.
Okay, now let's talk about that. When we say that means a veteran who maybe served for 2 years or 4 years or whatever, but has no service-related injury.
Correct.
And just wants to have medical care there.
Yes.
And then that's where you put the, because you can't see everyone, so that's where you put your money, ceiling at.
Yes.
Okay. And then, okay, now the next one?
Yeah, and then if you're service connected, if you have any type of service connection, it doesn't matter how much you make, we're going to take care of you for that service connected disability.
For the rest of your life.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, now types of discharges.
If you have a bad conduct discharge, not eligible. And there are certain times you can come down though, because they're now starting to look at certain specific of those bad discharges where they could be waiverable for medical care. But in general, no. You know, they're not going to. But good conduct discharges, general discharges, those are fine. We're going to be taking care of all those veterans that we can.
All right. Families.
Right now, it's limited. If we have potential, we can take those in. I get to make those decisions, like Stacy was saying today. We call it CHAMP VA. CHAMP VA are for spouses or family members of 100% service-connected disabled veterans. Have to be 100% service-connected. And we can take patients in. Our limit is I can get them in primary care, but I could possibly get them into primary care, but we can't get them into specialty care right, because of some limitations. But because we have openings in radiology, we'll take all CHAMP VA patients down in our radiology right now.
And that's for people that are 100% disabled, the veteran that is 100% disabled.
Yes.
And that could be, yeah, and their spouse. And you know what, we always say she, but it's not anymore. It's, it can be him. Okay, the, so it's, you know, some spouses can be seen dental. You offer dental.
Yes, we have three dentists now. Dental is a little bit harder for eligibility. You have to be, service, 100% service connected, what they consider 60%, unemployable, or you have to have some type of combat related injury, to the face to get dental.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we really appreciate you all being here. And, you know, Don, how, I mean, you've been here since November. You liking it?
I love it. My wife says we can never move.
Well, that's great. You know what?
Oh, that's cool. That's
now, my 13-year-old daughter is not so sure yet, but
You know what? She'll catch on to it. And the other thing is, we couldn't be there, and then she'll go to college, move away, and you know, within 2 years, be back living with you or back with her, wanting to raise her family.
You're yes, right. She's liking it. She's learning how to ride horses, and we're learning about the North State.
There you go. I know you've got something coming up on in September for get together for to
yeah. The two things that are coming up: pharmacy is going to be having an open house to come down and see our pharmacists and see what we're doing, some new programs.
There'll be no free samples. You might want
no free samples. No free samples. Right. No, we have a new program to helping out the homebound patients. We're one of 16 in the 16 national grants, only VA in the country at Reading, that we're helping out our homebound primary care patients with packaging their drugs so they know what to take at noon, at 12, and it's not like this bottle, this green pill.
Oh, I tell you what, that is so good. My father, at the end, was having, he had two shoeboxes full of pills. How in the hell can you tell? You know, I mean, can they tell what impact that has on people?
Right, so we have a program where you can prepackage all those, and we're the national pilot test site at Reading for that. So that's kind of cool. And then we'll be out, we're gonna be taking, we know that all of our vets can't get in, and so what can we do? We're gonna be out in Burney and Weaverville, and we're taking our mobile van and our docs out to the communities and doing primary care out in the field.
Okay.
That's perfect.
That's great too. You know, I can't say enough about what's happening at the VA clinic.
And your outreach programs.
Okay, how do people get a hold of you? I mean, if somebody says, I've got a veteran, I've got somebody in my house, and my family's a veteran, my father, my son, my brother, my uncle, they're all here in town. How can I get them in there to sign them up?
They can walk down. We're at 351 Hartnell Avenue. They can go online at va.gov. You can actually register your family member online. I helped my father-in-law. He didn't want to go anywhere. I got online with him, and I sat there with him. There's a registration. You can get registered online. You can call my office, 226-7509, and I will get you to the right place.
You have to have a 214? A DD-214, which is, right. or can you all access something like that?
We can help you get it if you don't have it. We know where to get it. And actually, prior to a certain age, you didn't have DD Form 214s. The older vets had just a discharge piece of paper. Yeah. We'll use that. But any form of discharge paperwork. And if you don't have it, if you've had it registered someplace, we might be able to look it up. Or we can get with our veteran service officers. We have a lot of good ones here in town.
Bob Dunlap and the veteran service officer. I know they do a lot of stuff for people here.
Right, and they can help you get that as well so you can come down for care.
That's great. Well, thank you, too. We appreciate so much what you do for us and for the veterans here.
And putting your passion into making a difference.
Yeah, and because, again, every time I've been down there, everybody from your security, from the first person you see, through your security, through the doctors and the people behind those windows, and you know that that's got to be crazy. And then including that little skeleton you all have had up there for as long as I know, that you dress
changing
up during
monthly.
Changing monthly, because if there's a holiday, it's dressed up for Halloween or Easter or Thanksgiving. You know what? So I can't say enough about it. Last thoughts here?
You know, the thing that blows me away is that the veterans come in and we care for them, and I always at the end of the exam, I thank them for their service, and they turn around and look at me and they thank me, and I said, you deserve these benefits, and because they seem shocked.
But they've earned these benefits.
They have earned these, and they deserve
these are not,
it.
These are not, what do they call them, the, when, you know, the,
perks? Or
the per- No, it's not perks. It's not. When people are given things that they don't, I mean, that, you know, like, it's not a, this is
hand
something,
out?
Well, it's not a handout. That's not exactly the word, but, it's not. This is something they've earned as part of their, as part of their service. This is something they've earned.
Yeah.
This is a right that they've earned. This is not some kind of, it's not, because you don't make enough money or it's because you're on drugs or something like that. It's something they've earned. And, but it's always nice to thank you because, you know, when somebody says that to me, it's like, well, it's an honor to serve this country and to be here. And,
well, we appreciate it.
Well, you all take good care of us and we appreciate that. Thanks a lot. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. We got a couple of people on the phone who want to talk about a couple other things too. So we'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips or rebate information, visit us at rupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Well, I won't back down. No,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Were we on?
Were we on when we were sitting there chewing on each
Savannah?
Other?
Savannah!
You were not. You just cracked me up.
I know. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. They've got their own springs at the base of Mount Shasta. And by the way, on Outside the Wire, we're talking to Lemurians and the Lemurian expert. Hey, for more information on Mount Shasta Water, though, call them at 800-922-6227. That's right, Lemurians are on. But let's go. Speaking of Lemurians, he's not a Lemurian, but he's our friend Henry. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, and Linda, quit picking on Carl.
I promise I won't cut him off.
Okay, good.
You told me, Henry, a long time ago, he says, look, Carl, the way you handle this is just say, right, honey. Okay.
That's the way you do it.
All right, Henry, what's up?
You asked yesterday if I talked to you a little bit about this Tahoe Reno Industrial Park.
Yeah, we got like about 3 minutes here. So this is kind of important. We're talking about, you know, what we're doing here, you know, with Stillwater, but over in Reno, Tahoe, they've got something big going on.
Well, you got to realize that this was a 102,000-acre parcel, and they have currently 11 million square feet under roof. And every major company is looking at it. Fact is, I just got word 2 days ago that Apple was moving in over there.
Apple is, huh?
Well, Apple. Now, when I was over there doing some business with them a month ago, they were breaking ground on a 500,000 square feet under roof, and I got a call yesterday from the guy that said that it's half leased already, and they haven't even got the building up.
Wow.
And these people are coming out of California, and in the last 16 months, every month they've taken a major producer or manufacturer out of California due to the rules and regulations over here and have moved into that park because of the better, less limitations and cheaper taxes and the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Henry, you know what? We've got like about 30 seconds. You know, I appreciate the phone call, but this just shows, this is just, you know, you're putting numbers and faces on statistics we've read is how people are just leaving California because there are other people up there in Southern Oregon and in the Reno Tahoe area and Texas and other places that just are just sucking the businesses right out of California. They're not sucking. They're offering them a friendly place. Anyway, Henry, thank you so much. Honey.
It was great. Thank you,
Great
Henry.
Weekend.
Great weekend. We're getting ready to do some big bike promo. We want to talk about that when we come back in October. We hope you join us for Big Bike Weekend then. We have so many good things happening here in the North State. Enjoy your fabulous weekend.
Yeah, outside the wire by the Myrians right after this. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And I'll keep this
world from dragging. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
On Lisa Brady.
The clock is ticking, and we want to see those inspectors.
The Syrian opposition moments ago pledging to guarantee the safety of UN inspectors and criticizing any effort by the Assad regime to deny the UN access to the site of a reported chemical attack.
And we believe that the evidence will show who used those chemical weapons against innocent civilians.
A spokesman for the Syrian National Council also expressing frustration with the pace of the international community and appealing for a no-fly zone. The Syrian regime denies a chemical attack. Day two of deliberations on the fate of the admitted killer in the massacre at Fort Hood, where Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live.
Now, Lisa, there has been no word yet from the deliberation room here, meaning it is anybody's guess as to what's going on inside, other than the 13 officers on the court-martial panel are still reviewing the 700 evidentiary exhibits, discussing the testimony they remember, and possibly voting on the 45 charges against Army's second.